News in brief at Press TV. The Israeli premier claims that the nuclear agreement with Iran paves the way for Iran to acquire a nuclear bomb. Benjamin Netanyahu accused supporters of the agreement of lacking any information about it. Netanyahu and Zionist lobby groups have been pressuring U.S. Congress to reject the nuclear conclusion reached with Iran. The U.S. House of Representatives plans to vote on a bill to block the conclusion of nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries after lawmakers' August recess. Legislation would disable U.S. President Barack Obama from lifting sanctions on Iran. A senior advisor to the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the resistance of Syrians against foreign intervention has angered the U.S. and its allies. Ali Akbar Velayati also told Press TV that Iran is against any kind of foreign intervention in the internal affairs of regional countries, including Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and Yemen. At least one Saudi soldier has been killed in clashes with Yemeni forces in the southern Aden province. This comes as Riyadh has sent hundreds of tanks and other vehicles to the impoverished nation. Clashes are also reportedly underway in Anat military base in Lahij province between remnants of the former regime and Ansarullah fighters. At least 12 people are reportedly killed after two passenger trains derailed in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. Several coaches from the trains have fallen into a river near the railway line. Officials say 300 people have so far been rescued. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered government ministers to mull retaliatory measures against non-EU European nations that support sanctions on Moscow. The U.S. and its European allies have imposed economic embargoes on Russia, accusing Moscow of involvement in the Ukrainian crisis. Russia regards the accusation as baseless, and at least 16 police officers are killed in a helicopter crash in Colombia's restive northeast due to a mechanical failure. The incident comes only 4 days after a similar incident killed 11 soldiers. Government forces are engaged in fighting against criminal gangs, drug traffickers, and leftist guerrillas in the country's northern regions. Suspected Boko Haram terrorists have killed at least 9 people in a village in northern Cameroon, which borders Nigeria. Reports say up to 100 people might have been abducted by the assailants. Nigeria-based Boko Haram Takfiri terrorists have killed more than 14,000 people in the region since 2009.